Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1330. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Ravar and Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blima, Basra Moshe, Ali Rafur Shalema, Yehudis Chava Basli Barnina, Shtakav Rafur Shalema, Psoich Shachol Yisrael, getting back from Malacha, Merakid, straining. Okay, so just a minute to talk about, not a minute, but just to talk a little bit about the spoon in reference to this whole aspect of straining liquids from solids and so on, which we've been talking about. Now, just a couple of things. We've spoken about in the past quite a number of times in the Malacha Borer when we did it. Again, just to review again and again, many of these halachas crisscross with the Malacha of Borer more than when we did the Malacha of Zorer, which is winnowing. Some of those halachas did cross with Borer also, but when it comes to Merakid straining, there are quite a number of more halachas that or actions that cross the road of Borer. But again, it's very extremely important to review. The Shiurim on Borer were given a few years ago actually, and they're in the 200s and 300s, and now Baruch Hashem, we are in the 1300s, so it's been quite a while. But be it as it may, so just real quickly to go through some aspects of the spoon. And of course, when we say spoon, we're not talking about at all with the ladle and the bishel and the cooking and serving soup. That's not what we're talking about at all. Just real quickly, the slotted spoon in halacha. You have a regular spoon, and then you have a slotted spoon, right? As we all know, a slotted spoon is made to separate the solids from the liquids. That's what it's made for. That's why it's slotted. Otherwise, why are there holes in the spoon? Person wants to take coleslaw, let's say during the week, so you're going to take you take the slotted spoon, right? And you don't want to have all the liquids in your coleslaw. You want to have coleslaw a little bit wet and let the liquids drain out. So a person's going to take simply a slotted spoon during the week and take some coleslaw, and the liquids will just drain out. Fine. So, but on Shabbos, that's a problem. On Shabbos, we can't do that. We mentioned in the past, the spoon should not even be used at all. If need be, if somebody does not have another spoon, or they want to use it for, let's say, dried potatoes or something like that, and they don't have another spoon, preferably to use another spoon because it's running into a question of klisha malach de le'iser, muksa. But if they have another spoon, lefi de mishabura, one should try and use another spoon, even for something dry. That's the point over here. But if they don't have a choice, so then one could use that spoon also for something dry, and even to the extent if it's something wet and dry, but it has to be done like a quick scoop, and no, it can't be anything drained out. But be it as it may, again, we try not to use the slotted spoon at all where possible, or worst case scenario, at least only by dry foods, like we said, dry potatoes or dry cholent or something like that. But definitely to use a spoon as far as holding it up, let the liquids drain out, that definitely is not allowed to be done. That would be the iser of, that would be one of the lamentas malachas of either merakid or borer, lechayre merakid, falling under merakid. Okay, there's another thing also which I want to mention, which we've spoken about a couple of times, and it's something which could come up quite often. I've seen it constantly. A person, let's say they want to serve soup, so you want to take out the piece of chicken from the soup. Now, nothing to do with a slotted spoon. You have a big spoon, right? And nothing to do with the cooking. It's not, no questions of bishul over here. We're not dealing with the cooking part of it. I just want to serve my soup. I have a big carrot, right? Or I have a big piece of chicken, but I don't want to have the liquid. And my spoon is not slotted. It's not at all. It's a regular spoon. It's a large spoon. It's a serving spoon, right? And I'll take out a piece of chicken to put it on my plate, but I don't want to have the soup. The soup is in the chicken. The chicken is in the soup. Not the soup's in the chicken. The chicken's in the soup. And I want to take out the piece of chicken. And as I pick it up from the pot, I push the I push up against the wall the piece of chicken or the carrot or the potato or whatever it is that's in the soup, and with the intention of getting rid of the liquid. So one has to know they cannot do that. That is running into a problem, unless you have so much soup in the spoon, which is very hard to imagine. You have so much soup in the spoon whereby when you tilt the spoon up against the push the spoon up against the wall of the soup pot, right, it's going to be flowing and then it's going to start to drip, because as we've spoken about in the past, if somebody had, when you're taking liquids away from solids, so when once it starts to drip, so then that will be fine. That once it starts to drip, till it's, as long as the liquid is flowing, let's say I have again the coleslaw of the herring, and I'm I want to pour out the liquid. Nothing to do with a kli right now. Nothing to do with the straining. Just to review again and again, right? A person has a, let's say they have a sardine can that was open before Shabbos or whatever the case was, or they have coleslaw or they have herring, and there's a lot of juice over there. So you want to pour it off. I want to get rid of it. So but could I do that on Shabbos? The juice is mixed with the coleslaw. The juice is mixed with the herring. The juice is mixed with the sardines or whatever the case might be. So I'm allowed to pour it off as long as it's flowing. I could pour off the juices as long as it flows. Once it starts to drip, the second it starts to drip, you have to stop. As long as it's flowing, so it's juice from juice. You're not separating anything. You're separating juice from juice. Once it starts to drip, now you're running into a problem of separating the juices from the solids, and that's where you have to stop immediately. That's in general. But so now over here, it becomes, it's a little bit of a different aspect, but lemaisa it becomes a kli. And this spoon becomes a kli. The place can talk about it. I've spoken it over with others also. That you don't find it too much in the Sfarim. The Sefer Ayel Meshulash, I think, brings it down. Again, I've spoken to others also. L'chari, this will be a real kli. It becomes a kli in Baira because of the fact that I have a couple of carrots in my spoon and I don't want to have the soup. So what am I going to do? I'm going to push the, you know, tilt the spoon up against the, up against the pot and get rid of the liquids. Like this, I could have my carrots. So that becomes, l'chari becomes a real kli because I have no other way. How else am I going to get the carrots? It's getting the carrots out of the soup. So what's the best way to do it? The best way to do it is just, you want just the carrots. Just take a fork. You know, take out the carrot with a fork, and again, when you're going to eat it right away, you can't separate carrots from a soup for later on. But I'm going to eat it now. This person wants carrot. This person wants a piece of chicken. This person wants a potato, whatever. So I'll take out a potato, give it to this person. He's going to eat it. I'll take a carrot and give it to me. I'm going to eat it. So you take a fork, it's fine. But to take a spoon and start pushing it up against the side of the pot to get rid of the liquids, you know, to get rid of the soup, that is running into a problem of either Merakid, again, either Merakid or Boirer, whereby one is, it's turning into a kli, whereby one is using this now utensil, the spoon, to separate the liquids from the solids. So one has to be extremely careful. Again, unless there's so much liquid in the spoon where it's going to flow and it's not going to trip, but you need a pretty large spoon to say that's the case. Usually when you tilt the spoon, it's dripping out. It's not, right? You have a few carrots in the spoon, you have mixed with soup or whatever the case is. You tilt the spoon, usually it's dripping. It's not really going to flow. It might flow for the first second or two, but it gets very dangerous. So one has to be careful in those things. So again, just to review real quickly, again, a slotted spoon. One uses a slotted spoon for these type of things, you know, and they want to separate the solids from the liquids, and they'll hold it up or whatever the case might be. That, of course, can't be done. And not just that, but even using a regular spoon and pushing it up against the, you know, to remove items from a soup or something like that, and use as you go up, you'll, it doesn't have to be soup. It could be any type of mixture. You could have goulash full of liquids or whatever the case might be. But as the point is, you take this regular spoon, again, not a slotted spoon, a regular spoon, and you push it up against the side of the wall, thereby draining out the liquids from the mixture of meat or carrots or chicken or whatever might be in the spoon. That would be running into, again, also making this spoon into a kli. And one has to be careful not to do that on Shabbos, again, just simply to use a fork to take it out. Or you could use a spoon, just don't push it up against the wall, right? I take out a spoon, I take out my carrot, I have a little bit of soup and a little bit of soup in the spoon, fine. So be it as it may, and I put it into my plate, that's fine. I'm not using a slotted spoon over here, I'm using a regular spoon. So with a little bit of soup, a little bit of meat or a little bit of potatoes, it's all mixed together, fine. Just the point is not to push it up against the wall of the pot and thereby getting rid of the liquids. Thank you for listening. Atzalach and Baruch and Kol Tov.